This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, live Tuesday edition. Mark with you.
And Vincent.
Ian is about and should be sitting in a chair here relatively soon. The number, if you wish to talk about, well, we've been talked about what a real American is, economics, even a chemistry call, George H.W. Bush's death, whatever.
The geography of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there was a kind of mixed in there, too. The number is 855-450-3733. You can go to our Discord lines by going to discord.freetalklive.com. The chat room is hopping tonight. And you can also use the Discord lines to call in. There's four of them there. And you'll get great sound quality, just like the Christian Anarchist did when he called in. So, I've got this story. Apparently, another poor guy has been swept up into the net of Me Too. Neil deGrasse Tyson, do you know who this is?
Oh, yeah, he's the magic science guy.
Yeah, yeah. The internet seems to like him quite a bit. And apparently the claims are that, the title here is Neil deGrasse Tyson addresses sexual misconduct accusations. So they don't say he did anything necessarily, but that's at this point, that's what you're expecting. You're expecting bottoms to be pinched, boobs to be grabbed, creepy things to have been said, perhaps a door locked, things wagged around in real space, right?
Some clothes coming off.
Yeah, something like that. You're everybody's a Harvey Weinstein, right? And we don't even know what Harvey Weinstein did, honestly. But this looks like crap, frankly. I've read the article here from Yahoo. No, I wasn't there. I don't know nothing. I don't know what the accusations even are. Because at this point, the media is so rabid for these accusations, they'll take, I think, anything and just turn it into something. So he says, I'm the accused, so why believe anything I say? This is the reason I'm going to read this article, is because he's absolutely right. He's got it all encapsulated here. He's the accused. And at this point in America, we don't care what the accused says unless they say, I'm sorry, in the proper fashion.
It's guilty until proven innocent now.
Yeah, well, that's what it is, especially if you fit a particular mold. And, in this case, when it comes to sexual accusations, if you're male, you're guilty. Neil deGrasse Tyson has finally come forward to address the sexual misconduct accusations that come to light in the last couple of days. In a lengthy Facebook post, he said his piece and went through the accusations in detail, giving his side of the story. By the way, I'm not a fan of Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Me neither.
I mean, he's way too statist for me, but whatever. I've recently been publicly accused of sexual misconduct, he wrote in the post. That doesn't mean I think that that bad things should befall him just because I don't agree with him. That would be a really immature thing to say. He says these accusations have received a fair amount of press in the past 48 hours, unaccompanied by my reactions. In many cases, it's not the media's fault. I declined to comment on the grounds that serious accusations should not be adjudicated in the press. But clearly, I cannot continue to stay silent, because the press will adjudicate. The famous astrophysicist TV personality has been accused by two more women. Presumably that makes three. At least that's what how this article characterizes, of sexual misconduct. And by the way, it's not. But it brings the total number of women who came forward to three. In the light of new allegations, the networks Fox and Nat Geo and producers behind Emmy-winning Cosmos reboot on Friday announced that they would investigate the claims. And Tyson said he welcomes an independent investigation. Doesn't sound like somebody did much. He unpacked accusations, starting with the one in 2009, where he was accused of groping a fan. And then he talked about an incident in Pennsylvania in 2018. And at one point he, I'm sorry, it's not Pennsylvania, a personal assistant. It's just PA. excuse me, personal assistants and denizens of Pennsylvania. If I hug you, I might just want more. She said she was creeped out when he invited her over for some wine and cheese. He also addressed allegations from the early 80s when he was accused of drugging and raping a woman. Now, that's a pretty serious one.
That's a pretty big escalation from, say, making a creepy comment about a hug to then just going straight into the drug rape.
Yeah. I'm the accused, so why believe anything I say? Why believe me at all, he concluded. He said accusations can damage a reputation and a marriage, sometimes irreversibly. I see myself as a loving husband and as a public servant, a scientist and an educator who serves the will of the public. I'm grateful for the support I've received from those who continue to respect me and value my work. His statement here, and I think it deserves a reading in full, because we don't really get to see these other guys, their sides of it very much. It's just the press, showing pictures of people looking dumb, and, you know, perhaps a scorned woman or whatever.
Turning up a contrast, making him look evil.
Yeah, that kind of thing. For a variety of reasons, he says, most justified, some unjustified. Men accused of sexual impropriety in today's Me Too, he says, most justified climate are presumed to be guilty by the court of public opinion. Emotions bypass due process. People choose sides and social media wars begin. In any claim, evidence matters. Evidence always matters. But what happens when it's just one person's word against another and the stories don't agree? That's when people tend to pass judgment on who's more credible than whom. And that's when an impartial investigation can serve the truth and would have my full cooperation to do so. I've recently been publicly accused of sexual misconduct. These accusations have received a fair amount of press in the past 48 hours, unaccompanied by my reactions. In many cases, it's not the media's fault. I decline comment on the grounds that serious accusations should not be adjudicated in the press. But clearly, I cannot continue to stay silent. Regarding the 2009 incident, I am asked by thousands of people per year to take pictures with them. Do you believe this?
Well, what else? Oh, I bet a bunch of people want to take pictures. I don't know. Was he that famous back in 2009?
I don't know.
Because I only heard of him recently.
But I wouldn't doubt that he's, I wouldn't doubt he gets thousands of people.
I mean, if he was a singer, I'd imagine, but I'm an astrophysicist.
He is the astrophysicist. and it's a time-consuming, flattering, but delightful chore, as many of my fan base can attest. I get almost giddy when I notice that you're wearing wearing cosmic bling, clothing or jewelry or tattoos that portray the universe, either scientifically or artistically, and I make it a priority to point these adornments out in the photograph. A colleague, as well as at a well-attended after-conference social gathering, came up to me and asked for a photograph. Colleague. She was wearing a sleeveless dress with a tattooed solar system extending up her arm. And while I didn't explicitly remember searching for Pluto at the top of her shoulder, it is surely something I would have done in that situation. As we all know, I have professional history with the demotion of Pluto, which had occurred officially just 3 years earlier, so whether people included or not in their tattoos is of great interest to me. I was reported to have groped her by searching up her dress, when this was simply a search under the covered part of her shoulder for the sleeveless dress. I'm only just learned, 9 years after, that she thought this behavior creepy and that it was never my intent, and I'm deeply sorry to have made her feel that way. And I had I been told of her discomfort at the moment, I would have offered the same apology eagerly on the spot. In my mind's eye, I'm a friendly and accessible guy, but going forward, I can surely be more sensitive to people's personal space, even in the midst of my planetary enthusiasm. Somebody put art on their body that's intended to catch your attention, and it caught his attention.
And then only 9 years later do they get upset about it.
This lady considers having her shoulder touched by a person she's asking to take a picture of being groped. This just isn't an indication of anything. I mean, if this was part of an ongoing thing where, you know, he works up people's shoulders to their boobs or something... But this is...
Well, and it also desensitizes me, because now if someone gets groped, they just abbreviate, they say, oh, I got raped. So now someone, they touch their shoulder, a piece of skin on their shoulder, now they got groped. So for, what's going to be when someone actually gets raped, what are people going to call that? Murder? Like, soul murder?
Yeah, I don't know. 2009, that's not like this Me Too thing was really going on. I mean, when I think about the way people touch me, sometimes they just touch me, and I'm fine with that. You know, I have to take pictures with people, too. I don't consider it groping. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. More about Neil deGrasse Tyson and your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. I'm Ian. What? I wasn't here for the first hour and a half.
Basically.
Welcome to the program. I am kind of getting caught up here. You guys have been talking about Neil deGrasse Tyson. I did hear that part of the show so far, and I'm glad you got to it because we had teased it last night as something we might talk about, and we never did. In the studio, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
And Mark.
Our phone number's here for you to join us. If you want to comment, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, I want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency. And you know what? Now's a good time for it, considering today Bitcoin has been less than, and for the past couple days, it's been less than $4,000 per Bitcoin.
And that's buying opportunity.
Yeah, that's way down.
I didn't think it would go that low.
What it was. Some people are saying it's going down to 500, but then again, nobody knows what the future is going to be. So nope. Maybe it'll stop here and start going back up again. I can tell you this. I was actually looking at some of the charts, Bitcoin charts, from the last several years. And I don't know if you remember the 2013 spike that happened at the end of 2013. Is when Bitcoin went up from about
1,200.
Yeah, it went up from about $100 like a couple months before the spike, or a month or so before the spike, and then went up to around 1,100 and something, close right. to 1,200. So it went up about tenfold in that amount of time, so from 100 to about 1,100.
And when we talk about these spikes, one thing is kind of obscured, and that is when it spikes to, say, $1,100, you almost never had the opportunity to cash in at that point. Now, you could have cashed in above 1,000, but you only had a very brief amount of time, mm-hmm. as far as hours, to cash in even above 1,000.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the $20,000 Bitcoin spike. If you wanted to get out sometime above $17,000, you can quantify that in hours as to how much time you had to make that decision, move your Bitcoin out of, say, cold storage or whatever. Really, there wasn't much access to getting out at those spikes. So a spike is a spike. It's an instant in time.
Yeah, it doesn't take very long to finish that. But either way, my point is comparing the spike in 2013 – and how intense it was,
yep.
again, going from 100 to over 1,100, and comparing it to 2017 when Bitcoin spiked up, going from just a couple months before the spike as low as $3,000, $4,000 on up to $20,000.
I remember a few months before that it was $600, so...
Well, at the beginning of the year, it was just under 1,000.
Right.
That's when I got in.
Yeah, so my point being here that, to me... The spikes look similar. When you go and you look at the charts...
People who like patterns, and people like patterns.
Yeah, and I'm not an expert. I'm not an investment advisor. I don't know what I'm doing. And I don't think anybody else really knows either, because nobody knows the future of what Bitcoin's going to do. I like
no,
what you,
you
said,
sure didn't,
Mark.
Because you didn't even want to take Bitcoin when I was suggesting
right.
that we take that, and I forced you into it. And then the only thing you did is not sell it.
That's
so,
right.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, you're welcome. so you were very good on this, Mark, and you had the vision to actually buy some of the stuff. You even mortgaged your own home to do it. Some people that hasn't worked out too well for.
No.
So it was a risky move, but it happened to work out for you.
I don't recommend that.
Like I said, I'm not an investor, which is why I didn't sell it either. You're like, oh, I got this thing. I'm
no,
just going to hold
right,
on to it.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. You're not an investor, and,
But I can hold on to a thing pretty effectively.
And thank you, by the way, for all your help helping me to hold on to the Bitcoin that I wanted to buy, because I couldn't have done it early on without you.
So, but my point is, look, the spikes look similar. I'm not saying it's history repeating itself, but it sure is interesting. Go to Bitcoin.com, learn the basics about Bitcoin, get started. Because even though it's at $4,000 per Bitcoin, some people would say it's still the early days. Some people would say, yeah, we're a decade in. But that's nothing when you compare to how long gold and silver have been considered money, how long, paper currency has been in existence. A decade's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket as far as money's concerned. So I think it's true that we are still on the beginning cusp of whatever it is that cryptocurrency / Bitcoin is going to become. So.
I did an interview with Jeffrey Tucker, and you can find
my forward-looking statement
at archives.freetalklive.com for the Monday night show.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him these questions. He's running CryptoPolco. He's emceeing CryptoPolco.
I thought you were emceeing CryptoPolco.
I'm sorry. He's emceeing And Acapulco. I am emceeing Cryptopulco.
Okay.
Sorry. And
but he is running the first Bitcoin embassy in the United States, the Atlanta Bitcoin Embassy.
He is, arguably the internet, the intellectual heir to Murray Rothbard.
He knows a lot about economics.
Yeah, he's the chief wahoo over there at the American Economic Institute or something like that. I don't know. I don't have it exactly sitting here in front of me. But, not a schlub. And the way he explained it was basically what you're saying is that we're just very early in this.
Mm-hmm.
And it took the internet a little while to get up and rolling.
Sure did.
It takes a lot of things.
How about all the years? I know I've taken away from Neil deGrasse Tyson. We're going to get back into that, I promise.
Yeah.
But, think about the they've shown some of these videos after the fact. Now, you weren't around for this, Vincent, because you're just a young gentleman here. What are you, 20?
Just a pup.
In the late 90s, they had, people criticizing the internet. Like, oh, it's just a fad. What is this weird internet thing anyway? They didn't have any idea.
But, Ian, on the other hand, vendors with, the dot-com bubble, people were saying, the market's just going to keep going up. It's going to keep going up forever. Yeah, this thing
they
is
were
new.
Wrong about that.
Well, that's what they think now. I haven't looked at the stock market in the last couple of weeks, so if I'm behind on this, people, I've heard that there were some.
Well, there was a drop. There was, a 750-point drop today.
Which is nothing. But the stock market has had the longest bull run in history, and the idea that we're going to that's just going to keep on chugging along. Ladies and gentlemen, when you hear statements like the longest bull run in history, you are long overdue.
It's time to get out.
It's time to get out. Where do you go? I don't know. Looks like Bitcoin right now, but I would have said that when it was 150% higher than it is now.
Well, I agree with you about the markets on that, Mark. But what I was referring to was with cryptocurrency, like with John McAfee saying that it was going to be Bitcoin was going to be $1 million a coin by
2021.
Otherwise, he'd cannibalize himself.
Yeah.
For some people who think we're like, we're going to make all this money. Ripple is going to be $1,000 a coin. When I think if Ripple became $1,000 a coin, maybe even $100 a coin, that'd be more liquid cash than the economy could possibly support. Right? It'd be more than $20 trillion. So
there's a lot of Ripple out there.
Yeah. So there's people who think this thing is just going to be, or who thought it was going to be an endless money train back when the last spike was happening. So
yeah, I mean the train is always as far as these things are concerned, the idea that it's going to go parabolic forever is pretty silly. I mean, I think a lot of people are hoping Bitcoin's going to level out and actually become a little more reliable.
Well, the last Bitcoin rush wasn't a Bitcoin rush. It was a rush on ICOs. It was another get rich.
ICO is a investment.
Initial coin offering.
Thank you. Initial coin offering. It's it's kind of like a decentralized, crowdsourced, cryptocurrency based.
A lot of them were shady.
Yeah, a lot more shady.
They probably still are, although it's kind of fallen off the radar. You think that's what was the ramp
sure,
at the end of 2017?
How do you buy into an ICO?
You have to buy crypto.
You have to have crypto. How do you buy crypto? You have to have Bitcoin.
You have to get Bitcoin, generally.
There you go.
There's more coming up here. Well, that's interesting speculation. 855, 450, free. But then again, to some extent, there was all the press and publicity, and that just got people into it, too,
yeah,
period.
Yeah.
Just getting Bitcoin. We're coming up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Just before 7 o'clock Eastern Time, former President George W. Bush was shaking hands with mourners at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Bush had a moment of silence beside the casket with his father, who's lying in state. He then greeted people, shook hands. Bush was accompanied by his wife, Laura, and brother Jeb, and many of the other family members were in attendance as well. After being briefed by CIA Director Gina Haspel, even more senators are convinced that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, including Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I went into the briefing believing it was virtually impossible for an operation like this to be carried out without the Crown Prince's knowledge. I left the briefing with high confidence that my initial assessment of the situation is correct. There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, if you were watching the video and wondering why it is we're doing
the Roman salute
here in the studio, we were talking about what's called the Bellamy salute, which is a variant of the Roman salute. It's the original arm motion that students would make.
Vincent's from Canada.
During the Pledge of Allegiance.
So he's not familiar with American history.
No,
so
I didn't grow up in the U.S.
Yeah, I went to school in the U.S., and yeah, we all had to do the pledge, but we had to put our arm on our chest.
Your hand over your heart, as they say.
Yeah.
They changed that. I don't know if it was in the 40s or 50s or when it was, but they did change it because, well, the Nazis had also used the same salute. And the founder, the writer, the person who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance, Francis Bellamy, he was also a national socialist, although he called himself a Christian socialist.
They use that term, too.
Yeah.
But
well, and I'm also sure...
things that make you go,
I'm sure also the message of both whatever the German children were pledging to in the Pledge of Allegiance are pretty much the same, just replace German Deutschland
with
United
the
States.
Or
yeah,
whatever, yeah.
Republic.
So, we're going to get back into Neil deGrasse Tyson. He was issuing a statement. You were in the middle of it, Mark,
yep.
About, hey, look, I've been accused, and so therefore you're not going to believe anything I said, which was interesting way to open it, kind of a good intention grabber. And we're going to get into this because he's been accused of sexual assault, sexual harassment.
Misconduct is the term we're going to use.
Misconduct.
And... that's the problem.
So not enough to be a crime?
With these, right, absolutely there's no crime here.
But except enough to fire him from someplace.
Except for the first accusation, which is absolutely a crime,
presuming you believe it, and we'll go into that.
All right, so that's all coming up here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go first, though, to the phones, to the fun. Sarah is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Vincent, and Mark. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to mention that our mayor Keller, he's planning to make our downtown more pedestrian-friendly for our visitors and tourists. And so it sounds really good.
How?
But my whole question is, to do what? That's my big question. They sound like, I want to make it bicycle and pedestrian friendly. But what does it pan out to? You know what I mean?
Well, how is he proposing to do this?
Well, you know what? That's what I want to know. And then I asked the mayor's office, and the one thing that they come up with so far is green bicycle lanes. They have like little bicycle pictures on it.
This is the dumbest crap, I gotta say. They did this here in Keene, New Hampshire, with these little green bicycle lanes, and they're exactly what you're describing. They're like tiny little indicators of lanes that exist basically at the stoplights. I don't know if they put them in anywhere else. It was like, oh, this is where the bicycles are supposed to go.
And people still ride on the sidewalk.
And there's still not enough room, you know, necessarily. The cars aren't like avoiding that area. They're just running right over top of it. It's already worn away. The green coloring is already fading.
Can't see the bicycle on there anymore.
Significantly. It's just like, look, here's how you deal with bicyclists. You keep your eyes open, and you try to give them as much of a berth as possible. You try to give them as much of distance between your car and them as you can, while not also hitting the oncoming traffic. And everybody can coexist peacefully, so long as the bicyclist isn't S-face drunk and rolls right out in front of traffic, and or the person in the car isn't drunk and just rolls right over the bicyclist. But all these rules and paintings and lanes, I don't think they're going to do anything.
Well, that's what I thought about. You know what? It just gets me just excited for no reason. You know, you know how I'm all hyped up, but.
I think that's good that you can analyze yourself and say, well, why is it that I'm all hyped? I'm excited about this, but why am I excited? The mayor hasn't even actually said anything. All he said is he's going to make the city more friendly to bicycles and, pedestrians.
Sarah's breaking the conditioning.
Well, it's important. I think she should be, you know, given kudos for this.
Well, I mean, the thing is, they're putting these little plexiglass, little plastic things towards the right-hand turn lane, right when they get to the intersection. Because when they're turning a right, they're just pulled right up into the bicycle lane and just run anything over and then turn a right. You know, because that's what they were in the habit about. They're putting these plexiglasses, the little plastic things. But all of this stuff, it never really amounts to much of anything.
And what is this plexiglass thing? Is it a barrier?
Yeah, it's like it's the flimsiest of barriers. So it's attached, adhered to the road really hard, this big black cone that's probably 6 inches at its base. And then it holds this kind of flippy piece of plastic that has a reflector at the top of it, this rectangular reflector that's taped to the top of it.
Where have you seen these?
All over. I've noticed them. I get out plenty.
Thanks.
They're orange, and you know, you could run over them. And believe me, at 2 o'clock in the morning, when there's no cops around and no people to look, somebody's gonna be running these things over. Then
I know what you're talking about. When I hear plexiglass, I think clear, but you're saying
they're plexiglass. They're plastic of some sort.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you can definitely knock them over, right? And then they come back up. Is that the idea?
Well, maybe. A few times.
Yeah. Hey, Sarah, I share your concerns. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So whether it be traffic control devices or sexual allegations. Now, again, they're not sexual assault allegations. It's
conduct.
What was the first one? There was a girl with a tattoo.
A colleague of Neil deGrasse Tyson's with a tattoo of sort of the solar system.
Yeah, as you
and
expect.
She asked to take a picture with him, and he is excited about solar system stuff. He sees the solar system tattoo. He kind of goes poking around, on her shoulder, looking for Pluto. Okay. This was a Pluto.
He wasn't looking for Uranus.
Right. He was not. So he touched her shoulder, essentially. And what she claims to have found creepy was that he, I guess, moved the strap on her dress.
He could see the tattoo.
The tattoo that she got so that presumably people would pay attention to it.
Right.
Right. So, here he is looking with his hands.
Yeah.
Right. And
she didn't apparently say anything in the moment. Didn't he say he just found out about it nine years later that she was offended by this?
That's correct.
You know, in the moment, if somebody's doing something that's offensive to you, you can say, I'm not comfortable with you doing that. Please stop.
Well, I think you can find something weird later.
Mm-hmm.
And creepy and weird have almost become synonymous these days. This is I wailed on this for years. The term creepy.
Creepy term.
Yeah, the term creepy is just a way to marginalize men. But whatever, I think you can find something weird later. But if you didn't have the guts to stand up and say something at the time, you probably should keep your critique low or just non-existent. If a reporter came up and asked this lady, have you ever had a creepy incident with Neil deGrasse Tyson? Well,
there was this one time.
Like, I could see that.
Yeah.
But apparently these two accusations have surfaced, and one can only presume they surface in a way, if this is part of a body of evidence, then I suppose it might be worth having. But this is the flimsiest of evidence if it is even part of a body of evidence.
Right.
It's the touching of a shoulder.
Yeah, and also, again, 9 years, right, a lot can change. This woman's a colleague. Not everybody that you work with, you get along with real well. So maybe, I'm just speculating here, maybe at the time she was somewhat enamored by the fact that she was working with Neil deGrasse Tyson. She wanted to get her photograph with him. She asks him for the photo. He touches her. She thinks nothing of it. Because if you're going to be in a photo with somebody, frequently don't you put your arm around the person?
Right.
There's
usually
some level of touching going on.
She finds out his stance on string theory.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever, right? A few years later. Or maybe he, said something that they were working together and they disagreed on something or whatever. The relationship fell apart. And so now here she is kind of jumping on the bandwagon because this woman she wasn't the original accuser of he did something. This was one of the additional ones, right? Like, oh, me too.
Yes.
I also was touched by.
Right. Well, that's what Me Too is about, is everybody's, everybody's experiences is equally weighted. This is not an experience to weight.
Yeah.
Best I can tell.
Okay, so there's more from his response to these various
allegations. Not to that one,
but to the various allegations.
So this is the summer 2018 incident.
All right, we're getting into that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts also welcome on Neil deGrasse Tyson or whatever happens to be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450 free or jump into our Discord chat and jump into our on-air call-in line rooms there over at discord.lrn.fm.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com. The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we got the remainder of Neil deGrasse Tyson and his public statement regarding the various different allegations that have been, I guess, bubbling up over the last, what, couple of weeks? I don't know how long this has been going on for.
Yeah,
but,
sounds right.
Yeah, he's got something to say about it. And, Mark, you said this deserves to be read in full. So we're going to continue with that statement coming up here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. I do want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. You know, when do you want to spot that burglar? Is it when he's casing the home or after he's in? You can ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home, or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on your pets from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, and shockingly affordable, by the way. Blink works with Alexa because Blink is an Amazon company, and their camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a great way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off of all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. We use this system here at the studio. Mark, you've got it at your house as well. You liked it so much, you brought it with you when you moved
to
your new house. All right, so we're going to continue with Neil deGrasse Tyson. But first, we go to the phones to the on-air call-in line room on our Discord server where Wikiwea is on the line, I believe, over in the UK.
That's right, yeah.
Good morning there.
Good morning, yeah. And, well, good evening to you, I guess. I was just wondering about, what was it? I think day before yesterday there was a conversation on Free Talk Live. It was, I think, between Mark, Jackie, and someone else, I think it was Daryl, about property rights. And I think, if I recall correctly, I don't, maybe these were not your exact words, but I thought that your exact words were that property rights are violent, or property is violence. I was wondering how if that's your view, how do you kind of justify, when I think about it myself, I guess I understand that property requires force, but I think of the aggressor as the person who violates.
Yeah, I think a lot of people look at the term violence, and I've studied the etymology of the word violence to some extent, and it does not come from the same term as violate.
Hmm.
And so violence is an act of force.
Can be defensive.
Yeah, there's defensive violence, and so perhaps a better way to say it is that it requires force to hold property.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, someone's going to take it from you.
But it's just a point of view, right? Like if I've got something.
Well, it's not wrong. I mean, if you don't use force to stop someone from taking a thing that you believe to be yours, they're going to take it.
That's right. But if there's a thing, and then say both Vincent and I have I have a hold of a thing, and both Vincent and I believe we own that thing.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, he's going to interpret my force to retain that thing as violence, whereas I'm going to interpret it as a self-defense. That's just, so it's just a matter of verbiage.
It's violence in both cases, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's exactly, well, that's why there is, I think, some confusion on the issue. I mean, if I recall correctly, it was Jackie's view that you can't, that no one can really own property as such. Like, this is everyone's world.
She was talking about land. Sorry.
Land. Yeah.
She's a Georgist, I believe, is the term, right?
Yeah. A geolibertarian.
And she used that view. Yeah. And she used that view to justify, I think, a tax, like a land tax of some kind. But, yeah. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, if you think about it, it is hard to have absolute control over land, especially if like with the potential for monopolies. Like, what if there's a really, really precious resource on that land that is needed to, let's say, hypothetically, let's say, sort of to save the world or something? You know?
Yeah, Georgists. The unobtainium argument. So Georgists would say that that everybody owns all the minerals, all the land, and the air, and these sorts of things in concert. And I find it to be an interesting argument that's difficult to rebut until you get to who
decides,
collects,
yeah.
Who decides, who gets to say. So she's saying that people can own land like we do currently. The United States has a good land allocation system. It's just that there should be a land tax as opposed to a property tax, and this is different in that way or the other thing. But you ask people, and they'll start telling you relatively quickly it's their local government that's most corrupt. Their local government is the one that prevents them from living a life that they'd like to live. And it's not, this national one. So is there going to be an international body who taxes people based on land use? And what happens when, say, you're talking about, deepest, darkest Africa, where some tribe that's not used to paying anything suddenly gets a bill in the mail from the UN saying, oh, your land tax is due. How's that going to work out? They're going to accept, three mollusks and a cockle shell? I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't. I think from an implementation standpoint, we're a ways off from whatever the heck geolibertarians are talking about.
Yeah, well, it's unenforceable, and it's over-centralization of power, and it's bound to end in violence. But yeah, that was really the only point I had.
Good call. Thanks, Wicca. We appreciate the discussion. That's in there on our Discord on-air call-in lines, and you can jump into that as well. Sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You should probably install the app first and create an account, and then just in your web browser type in discord.lrn.fm, and it'll jump you right into the chat rooms there, where you can either chat with other Free Talk Live listeners in a variety of different rooms, or jump into one of those on-air call-in lines and get on the air with us 7 nights per week. Ian, Vincent, and Mark here. Mark, you've got the article by Neil deGrasse Tyson. And Vincent, you had said earlier you weren't too aware of him more than a decade ago. I definitely started hearing his name within the last, I would say, 20 years. You know, he's sort of like the other guy when it comes to Bill Nye. Like, everybody knows Bill Nye, the science guy.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is an astrophysicist. Bill Nye was an engineer.
Is that right?
And an actor. Yeah, well, he got his start by acting in like, a workplace propaganda, or not, like, instructional videos. And he was just so talented at that, and he had
the
air. Exactly, yeah, he had the air of it. So he's really a good actor. He's an amazing actor.
But he's not a scientist, is what you're saying.
No, yeah, he's such a good actor that people think he's a scientist.
Interesting.
I mean, you know, he doesn't call himself a scientist. He says a science
guy.
And right. That kind of suggests I like science.
Anyone can do that.
Sure. I mean, I don't think there would... I wouldn't feel disingenuous if, you know, somebody offered me $1 million a year to do a kid's TV program where, you know, we mix some baking soda and some vinegar together. Hey, kids!
Do you remember Mr. Wizard?
I remember the name, but that would be more your generation.
Probably a little bit after your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Captain Kangaroo.
There's a great video online. For anybody that's
old, man.
I know.
Oh my God.
Serious. I don't know Captain Kangaroo. It's too old for me.
Yeah. Mr. Green Jeans.
Mr. Wizard was on the Nickelodeon channel in the 1980s, and he was like this older, bald gentleman who, you know, would do these science experiments with kids. And I think that was like a full half-hour long show. And somebody made a compilation of clips on the internet of Mr. Wizard being a real jerk to these kids, like being super condescending and mean to the kids that he was with. And it's like one of those super clips with a bunch of clips from a bunch of different shows. I think it's worth looking for if you were a Mr. Wizard fan.
Mr. Wizard wasn't so great.
Yeah, no, he was pretty, apparently pretty mean in some cases to these kids. So anyway, and you know, by the way, before we get back into Neil deGrasse Tyson, since I brought up Mr. Wizard, there was a nasty trick they played on us in school. At the government schools that we would go to. I specifically remember this in elementary school. They would tell us that Mr. Wizard was coming to the school. And, I mean, everybody knew who Mr. Wizard was.
Yeah, that's, you know, a big deal.
He was as far as Nickelodeon stars were concerned, you know, you had, like, you can't do that on television, and Mr. Wizard. Like, he was a huge personality. And so when that announcement was made, it was like, oh my God, Mr. Wizard's going to come and perform science experiments in front of us? And it was never Mr. Wizard. It was always one of his assistants, you know, putting quotes around this, who would show up and do whatever, you know, science experiments they did. Boy, talk about a major disappointment. This was probably one of the first times the government disappointed me in a big way, was when they promised Mr. Wizard and never delivered.
What about Nickelodeon?
It was like the equivalent of getting one of Santa's elves in, you know, coming in and sitting in for Santa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What, that's funny.
Yeah.
What about when Nickelodeon said they couldn't do that on television, and then they did?
And then they did.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a big fat lie, too.
Wasn't it when they said, I don't know, is when the slime would come down, I think, on that show? Anyway.
I don't know.
Pop culture from the 80s, everybody. 855-450-FREE. Neil deGrasse Tyson. We're going to get into another one of the allegations.
So you say.
Coming up here. We had calls, and we had to get
it's like 45 minutes.
Yeah, we've had some good calls. That's coming up here in hour number 3. We get more of his statement on the matters. Come up. It's Free Talk Live.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.